Lesson 3.
Word list.
Revere.
Relate.
Genealogy.
Clan.
Reckon.
Ceremony.
Chant.
Thrive.
Phase.
Saga.
Parliamentary.
Colonel.
Fort.
Destination.
Cargo.
Rum.
Profit.
Hardware.
Shackle.
Captive.
Voyage.
Source.
Leg.
Triangular.
Beeswax.
Ounce.
Peer.
Tax.
Advertise.
Gazette.
Agent.
Choice.
Wharf.
Legal.
Deed.
Transfer.
Text.
Search for ancestor continued. One day, a few weeks later, I found myself sitting facing Keba Kanga Fofana, a revered griot with an astonishing memory. He remembered who married whom, had what children, and so on, and in the end related without a break the genealogy of the Kinte clan. Keba Kanga Fofana said the Kinte clan had originated in a land called Old Mali, and from there a branch of the clan moved to Mauritania. From Mauritania, a branch of that branch moved to Gambia, where they settled in the village Jafora. In time, another village was built, called to this day Kintikinda Janiya. Four sons were born between what one would reckon to be 1750 and 1760. At this point, Keba Kanga Fofana said, "About the time the king's soldiers came, the eldest of these sons, Kunta Kinte, went from his village to chop wood, and he was never seen again." That agreed with what I had heard in my home in Tennessee, and I told the old man so. At once the villagers formed a circle and started moving around me, dancing and singing to the music from a kora. It was a ceremony to welcome home a son long lost. Almost at once everybody was chanting, "Mr. Kinte, Mr. Kinte." A sob rolled up in me. I flung up my hands and cried as I never had in my life. If you knew the story of how these people had been snatched from their thriving lands and sold into slavery, and if you saw that the black Americans and the black Africans were after all of one people, then you really needed to start by weeping, because no words could describe what had happened in that terrible phase of the history of our people. That's the saga of the black people in America, and I felt I had to write it. I wanted to find out everything I could to put into a book. I went to London, looked up the parliamentary records. I found the king's soldiers, which the village elders spoke of, were Colonel O'Hara's forces, which had been sent from London to the Gambia River to guard the British fort, James Slave Fort, and the date, 1767, was right on. I went to the London Public Record Office. I searched for 7 weeks. One afternoon, I was on the 1023rd set of slave ship records when I found a sheet listing 30 ship movements. Number 18 was of a ship moving out of the Gambia River, James Fort. It states her destination as Annapolis, Maryland. Obviously, that was the Africans' Napolis. The ship was the Lord Ligonier, which, the record says, left America with a cargo of rum for the English port Gravesend. There she sold the rum at a profit, bought the slaving hardware, chains and shackles to put on the captives, and foodstuffs for a long voyage. Then she left England for Africa, the source of what was called the black gold. On this second leg of the triangular trade, the ship went southward across the Bay of Biscay, down past the Canaries, into the mouth of the Gambia River. She spent the next 10 months on the Gambia River, slaving. She acquired a cargo of 3,265 elephant tusks, 3,700 pounds of beeswax, 800 pounds of raw Gambian cotton, 32 ounces of Gambian gold, and, most valued of all, 140 slaves. She set sail on Sunday the 5th of July, 1767, headed directly for Annapolis. The crossing voyage of about 5,000 miles took 2 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days. She arrived in Annapolis, Maryland, on the morning of the 29th of September, 1767. 29th of September, 1967. I was standing on a pier in Annapolis, looking seaward, drenched in tears. It was 200 years to the day since Kunta Kinte, my forefather, had come to this city. I went to the tax record office to find out what the Lord Ligonier had come in with. Well, she came with the same cargo she had on leaving James Fort, Gambia River, except that her original 140 slaves had become 98. 42 had died on the crossing, which was about average for slavers making the transatlantic trip in those days. I knew that when slaves were brought in, they were always advertised. I went to look into the archives of the Maryland Gazette. I didn't have to look long. On page 3, 1st of October, 1767, was the ad of the agents of the ship, announcing the arrival of the Lord Ligonier under Captain Davis from the River Gambia, with a cargo of fresh, choice, healthy slaves for sale, to be sold the following Wednesday at Meg's Wharf. Among them was Kunta Kinte from the village of Jafura. One last point remained to be cleared up. Was the African ever called Toby? I went to Richmond, Virginia, and asked to see the legal deeds of the 1760s. I found a deed dated the 5th of September, 1768, between two brothers, John and William Waller, transferring goods between them. On the second page were the words, "and also one Negro manslave named Toby."